Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What's the ETA on thirst traps? Jesus, that's how we're starting today's stream? Okay. Okay, I see. Okay, alright. I get it. Zelda Lullaby. Yes. It's my favorite song, by the way. Kakariko Village. This one specifically is actually Zelda's Lullaby. I learned how to play this on the ocarina, okay? I'm very proud of myself, folks. I can play this from memory on the ocarina. No, I can't. What were the buttons? A, C? How to play Zelda's Lullaby on the ocarina. Z, C, F, C. Do 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 do. It's CFC. Yeah. Oh, hold up. Hold up, YouTube. I gotcha. I see what's happening. That's why I'm missing all of you. It was the weird yellow buttons that were just on the side. That is correct. That's the ocarina. That was the ocarina. The ocarina of time. I fucking love that game. The hoes are indeed mad. Restream has not loaded. Hey, how you doing, Targaryen? It should be corrected. The Karens are mad. We're not really Karen sympathizers here, okay? I'm sorry. If you are a Karen, trigger warning. Okay? Oh, it has some amazing nap songs. The Lon Lon Ranch? Holy shit, that's also a really good one. With the horse? Hold up, is it on this? I don't think it's... They have Breath of the Wild. They have a bunch. The Hyrule. I also liked Hyrule Castle. Here, let me see. Zelda. Ocarina of Time. Soundtrack. Do they have the full soundtrack? Oh my god, you scared the shit out of me. Holy fuck. Oh man. I legitimately had a heart attack. Man, I'm like, I... Okay. Ah, this song. So many memories. Enter Ganondorf. Where's the Lon Lon Ranch? Hyrule Field is so cool. I fucking love this. Epona song. You mean, did you mean Lon Lon Ranch or Epona song? Because Epona is the one, is this. This shit's a banger. Yeah. Here, hold on. Did you mean? Look. Lon Lon Ranch is its own song. Oh, I see it. Lon Lon Ranch. I remember now. Were you guys ever able to get fish? If you played, tell me in the comments right now. Were you ever able? It's got this like... It's got this country western thing to it. I remember it. Were you guys ever able to catch fish at the ranch? Were you? Good morning. Were you able to catch fish at the ranch? Tell me. Chat, if you played Zelda Ocarina of Time, that is. Did you play Majora's Mask too? All right, enjoy work. I want to hear Hyrule Field though. This is my favorite. You're watching Rehab. Watching from Rehab. Thank you for the content, bro. I watch every day, 9 a.m. A shout out to you, Mike Queen. You are my queen, Mike Queen. Hey, say hi to your girl. That's fine. Who's mad? Who's mad? I don't know. I don't even know who's mad at this point. Okay. We got a few things we got to look at. Bum bum. Ba-da-da-dum-dum. Bum bum. Ba-da-da-dum-dum. Dun-dum. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Ba-ba-na-na. Ba-ba-na-na. The baby just released his new song. It's called Selling Crack. That's the title of the song. It's Selling Crack. I kind of want to hear it just to see what he says. It's definitely going to get claimed.
Caught a fire, man, nigga.
Yes, sir.
She a hot girl.
No. No.
2023.
What is even? You love the couch and chair in the background? Appreciate it, Justine. Yes, we're still working on it. We're still building. We just added the rugs yesterday. So it's coming along. Shout out to Raven, who's been putting a lot of work on this. Appreciate it. She's very creative with interior decorating. Much more than me.
Huh? Yeah. Ain't it what I did, ain't it? Huh?
Is that the couch from Twitter? No.
I'm like, you a bitch. Yeah, you a bitch, nigga.
Oh, my God.
See about your bitch ass, nigga. Believe that.
What is wrong with the baby? What is he doing?
You didn't do... Stinky booty ass, nigga. Look, this is all I need you to do, nigga. Get up out of my way, right?
Oh, my God. Baby, what is this, man?
Like I'm selling crack. Yeah.
And booty stink.
Why would you sniff your hand? The dude literally farted on your hand. Why would you sniff your hand afterwards? It makes no sense. Make it make sense. Baby, I feel like baby has a fetish for sniffing farts. He's a fart sniffer. He's low-key a fart sniffer. Okay?
You a funky nigga.
Yeah, gotta win back my junkies. I'm making music like I'm selling crack. Yeah.
Thank you. Very well timed, by the way, Incognitus. Mid-century modern is such a sick vibe. I have a similar velvet emerald couch, and it'll never not be cool. Appreciate that. Hey, we're dropping bombs.
Yeah, I'm in the club with that fire and dancing around like I'm John Morant. Yeah, this nigga get out of line with his gang, he gon' fuck around, die with his camp. I'm on a 14-hour long flight overseas, I'ma sit back and try to get a nap. I'm on the way overseas, do a show for 400. Why these niggas they hate, got no money. Yeah.
People scratch their butt and smell it. It's nasty. I know. I've always wondered this. A lot of guys have the habit, too, of like literally touching their balls and sniffing it. Aiden Ross does this on his stream all the time. He'll like rub his balls and then just like go like he does the casual like, my hand is, by the way, on the desk, okay? Just so you know, it's not on my balls. But he'll just go touch his balls and go like that. And I just took a shower, so my hands and my balls both smell great, in case you want to know.
Yeah, by myself out of state with my glizzy. Yeah, know the first nigga play, I'm gon' bond him. Yeah, I remember making plays before onions. Yeah, I remember the days they won't with me. Like my uncle Ray say, Mississippi. Before I go, gotta take me one with me. Please don't tell me that you lacking. You gon' fuck around, get your ass caught out of bounds. Now clean them up, go get a nap. If you eating, then go pay your taxes. Yeah, came a long way from sharing bail, big brother. Had to sleep on the floor on the mattress. And if I...
What is this?
Get out of line with his gang, you gon' fuck around, die with his count. I'm on the 14th.
Is this like a New Jack City remix that he's doing?
I'm out of reach. Y'all niggas students, guess I gotta teach. Niggas don't play with this shit, that's on me. I put my name on this shit, I'm OG. I ain't coming off of this shit if I'm somewhat involved in them niggas gon'.
I feel like this is like a New Jack City type shit. You guys ever seen New Jack City?
You think you had
that
enough?
Focus, black ass.
I just got here and Dennis is talking about balls. The fuck is going on? I wish I knew. I'm just trying to catch up myself.
Yo, what's up, baby?
Yo, dirt ass nigga. First you was a robber. Them niggas popped your ass, and look at you now.
Bro, I know I look like stir-fried shit, man. Come on, man. Let's put some turkey.
Come on, man. You listening to that shit? Hey, you listening to that shit, nigga?
Yeah, bro, you're number one fan.
Listen to
I'm a veteran. Hey, no. Real, nah. Dope boy shit, L1 with the fit. Dope. Pop my shit, double R with a kick. Pop. She ain't never been with a star, no pick. Her. Serving them spurs, and I'm watching my back, I'm observing. Truffle of birdies is making me nervous. Louis V, this one version. This bitch bad, I curve her. Hop in the lemon, I speed. I call it the grace and the pee.
I gotta be honest with you, I don't think there's a single song that you can put Offset on that's not gonna sound good.
Get a bowl, let it go in the street.
Let it go.
Get some more, let it grow like a seed. Grow. Cock of the pop, that made me a prophet. The plug of the sack of the wrist is on aqua. Some somebody get them, nobody can't stop it. Guarantee get back, somebody gonna get pop them.
Gotta win back my junkies, I'm making music like I'm selling crack. Yeah, I'm in the club with that fire and dancing around like I'm John Morant. Yeah, this nigga get out of line with his gang, he gon' fuck around, die with his count. I'm on a 14-hour long flight overseas, I'ma sit back and try to get a nap.
That's such a good beat, too.
You been smoking my shit?
He's got a fucking CD player. I haven't seen a fucking CD player in centuries. He's got the mobile one.
Nigga. Yeah.
Oh, shit. This shit's way too violent. I'm not up for this shit right now. Fuck this. I can't do it. They didn't have to do it like... They didn't even want to commit all the way. I feel like they didn't show blood because they knew that it would just get banned on YouTube and social media. So we're about to turn this into a mukbang. I got chicken over rice. He just said, I am here. Please. Hold on. One sec. Oh, did you guys see there's updates on the Madeline McClan stuff? This is so wild. Oh, shit. I want to see this, too. The Dollar General. Do you guys see the Dollar General lady? How you doing, Dom? Did you see the Dollar General lady who, like, ran over the dude with her car? Oh, my God. Chat, did you see this? She ran him over. I gotta be honest with you. It's kind of crazy that she risked her freedom for, like, essentially stuff that's worth pennies. But it is... it's so satisfying. I don't know what, like... I don't know why. It is just so unbelievably satisfying. Here, let me pull something up real quick. Just so I can grab my food. And then we'll look at all this. Because there's a lot. Holy shit. Riff Raff? No way. What's the Ozempic thing, too? I've been seeing Ozempic everywhere.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Let's watch this. I'll put this on for a sec. Fucking Bradley Martin with a 30-minute intros on his video.
I don't got it. I get you.
One sec. Be right back.
Like a function?
Yeah.
Like, are they all like doing business?
Yeah.
It's
so music related or marketing related or promo or online. Yeah. I don't like to be on my phone that much.
So you're not actually posting your own shit? I mean, obviously when you film
I want to look at every single thing before it goes up, but some shit would get too much back and forth. I can't do it.
Yeah. Is it just because of the social media aspect of
it? It gets too stressful and it takes the fun away from it.
Yeah.
I just want to throw the football. I don't want to organize the taxes for the whole football team and shit.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? I just want to throw the football.
I get it. So let's kind of get to like where you started, because I knew about you years ago. Okay. My buddy was actually like a guard for you sometime. I think we were trying to connect like years ago.
Guard?
Kane.
My boy, yeah.
Yeah.
It was my best friend.
Yeah, you guys were training.
And then that was before. And then that was before.
Still confused why Riff Raff talks like that. I'm pretty sure it's an act. No? For every dose of Ozempic given to Hollywood, 3 kids die in the suburbs. Yeah, Ozempic is like... this is... so it's Greg Doucette. I don't know how many people like Greg Doucette. But there are a few things... oh, shit. This is so fucking crazy.
It is a...
wild new rumors plaguing Scandoval.
Hey, Ariana, what do you think about the rumor, the pregnancy rumor?
While Ariana Maddox's driver shut the door on that one, a source tells ET Raquel is not pregnant. As for whether the Vanderpump Rules star actually moved out of the home she bought with Tom...
I'm moving up, not out.
Yeah, that was just an elaborate stunt tied to a paid sponsorship. Ariana was spotted out in L.A. after recording an upcoming episode of the Call Her Daddy podcast where she deflected the question.
How you feel about moving?
I'm just organizing some things.
Tomorrow, part one of their explosive Bravo reunion finally airs.
Wait,
and despite
more than part
Tom
one.
Being photographed out to dinner with influencer Carly Hale...
there's more than one part? How many parts are they going to be to this? They're gonna milk this. There's going to be like 30 parts. There's going to be a whole season of just the reunion.
A source tells ET they are, quote, not dating. He's been focusing on what his new future will look like. Meanwhile, it remains to be seen if selling Sunset star Chrishell Stouse.
Yeah, that's crazy. I hate it how they just like, it's the title of the video, but it's like 10 seconds is the stuff that you actually want to watch.
The story that has made international.
Let's watch the lady who ran over. This is so crazy. Like, look at this, folks. Look at this. Look, this show. So satisfying. He stole from the dollar store. That's literally $15 worth of stuff. I know. It is literally like, it's just insane to me that she like put her entire freedom at risk over like some Twinkies. You know what I mean? The crazy thing is all of the stuff he stole is insured, and yes, stealing is bad, but I'm not risking my freedom for maybe $15. Exactly. But I salute her. I salute her, okay? I salute her because this takes balls, okay? You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if he's armed. And she was like straight up, like she was straight up, I'm going to fucking kill you if I have to. Look at the cheese. The cheese even spilled right here. Vehicular homicide over some tampons and a candy bar. Exactly.
A Dollar General employee plows into an alleged thief with her car. We break down the legal ramifications with California attorney Krista Ramey. Welcome to After Hours, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Sam Goldberg. So Ring doorbell footage from California captures a Dollar General employee driving a...
Yes, he really stole that stuff.
...alongside someone she seemingly believes had stolen from her store. She then...
She seemingly believes? Wait, he didn't actually steal?
...and turns her car and knocks the suspect off his bicycle. The woman then exits the car and confronts the alleged thief.
Yeah? Well, who the f*** you think you are? Dang f- from my mother! F-
shut up!
After accusing,
so she's saying that's the second time he robbed from the store. So she was like, "You're not robbing from here again. I'm about to teach you a lesson."
The man of stealing from her store more than once, the Dollar General employee attempts to put the alleged stolen goods in her car and then tosses the man's bike.
Did she own the store or was she just a manager? Do we know? Because that's some serious commitment. I mean, if she owned that franchise, I could kind of understand. But if she's just like an hourly worker.
Okay, where did you hire you until I put this car?
Right before the Dollar General employee drives away, the alleged thief then threatens to press charges.
Was y'all people you would be tripping?
Damn. Like, go ahead. Make my day.
So joining us now is Krista Ramey. Krista is a California-based civil rights and personal injury attorney. Krista, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So is the alleged thief correct here? The Dollar General employee could be in some legal trouble for chasing him down, even though he allegedly stole something?
Yeah, he allegedly stole something, but we saw what she did, and she intentionally ran him down. So, yeah.
She intentionally ran him down.
Yeah, she is in some potential criminal, and Dollar General is in some potential civil liability.
Yeah, what could happen to Dollar General from this?
So stores generally have what's called a shopkeeper's privilege. They're allowed to detain someone that they have a probable cause belief, just the same as if a police officer stops you, probable cause belief that crime has been committed, so that they stole something. But what the shopkeeper privilege does not allow you to do is to intentionally run someone over. And a lot of stores try to restrict what employees do, because if that is part of their job description to stop shoplifters, if their like job is security, for instance, then they might get into some trouble if they cause some harm and they go too far. This is intentional, really battery with a deadly weapon, car. So the store could be potential liability for her conduct as well.
And in terms of liability from the store, meaning what?
So if our alleged thief is personally injured, and suffers, from, potentially broken bones, or, there could be, a lumbar disc injury or a cervical spine injury based upon that collision, then there's a real possibility that the store could be on the hook for his medical expenses, his pain and suffering damages. That could include surgeries, future medical care. If his injuries were significant enough, and you can't really tell if he's injured at this time, because, injuries like that are not like an immediate, like a broken bone or, a gash in your skin. They may take a day or two before you realize you know, how much pain you're in after the adrenaline of the moment is gone. So they could be on the hook for potentially millions of dollars.
Oh, wow. And you expect her to get fired, I'm assuming?
She should be fired.
100%, but I applaud her. Watch Public Freakouts Unleashed. Okay, we'll check them out afterwards.
Dollar General store would be in the right to fire her. I think this was somewhere in California. California is an at-will state. You can fire anyone for a cause, for any reason. This is a darn good reason to fire someone.
You're a personal injury attorney. You think he probably got injured from this. No excuse for not calling 911, but would there ever be a time that taking matters into your own hands is the right move?
You know, I think that you run some serious risks. And, you know, this person was thought to have been stealing food. I think that you have to kind of think about what are you risking for, you know, a loaf of bread and some potato chips or whatever it is that he stole? And is it worth it ultimately? You know, I think that for this, no, it's not worth it. If it's something more significant or serious, then potentially it's worth, you know, stopping someone and detaining them until the police arrive, but not running them down with a car ever. That should never be permitted in a civilized society. That's why we have law enforcement.
Krista Ramey, appreciate you. Would love to have you back on when we see how this.
It's so crazy. I can't believe, like, what caused her to think that would be okay? I was talking to retailer, you don't run after them. Yeah, that's like rule number one. If you have loss prevention, right, you let loss prevention take care of it. And usually loss prevention is just like, you know what? They're out of the store. We'll just report them. Right? It's her ex. Do we know that? Yeah, I'm not risking my freedom and job over Twinkies and a loaf of bread. Exactly. Over Twinkies and some mac and cheese. I don't see how, like, that's some next level loyalty to your job. Like, she should literally be in the mob. She should be in the mob. It was her baby daddy? Was it actually her baby daddy? She should be in the mob. Like, she should actually be in the mob. Okay, that's how you deal with shit. You're kidding. Okay, all right. She should be. That's how you deal with stuff in the mob. Am I wrong? That's how you do it. You take them out. They're sleeping with the fishes, okay? She should be in the mob. She would be a perfect hitman, a perfect enforcer. You screw up, you get out of line, you talk to Becky, okay? That's it. Fucking amazing. I love her.
Other news.
This is kind of sad. This is not Becky. Oh, yeah. Trigger warning on this one.
Man's last act was one of compassion. He stopped to help a group of ducks cross the road, and just after they'd gotten to the other side, he was hit by a car and declared dead at the scene. As Les Trent reports, this married father of two's act of kindness continues to resonate.
An extraordinary act of compassion is caught on camera as a dad stops traffic to help a mommy duck and her seven ducklings cross a busy street. But tragically, this would be the good guy's final act. As Casey Rivera returned to his vehicle, he was mowed down by a car and killed.
In the middle of the intersection, keep our
progress. Cops say the car that hit Rivera was driven by a 17-year-old. She remained at the scene and no arrests were made. The tragic accident has left Rivera's family and the youngsters who witnessed it devastated.
So his two little kids were in the car. And I think they interviewed the little kid who took that picture. It was a little kid and his little sister. It's just so fucking sad. All these little kids were traumatized.
What he did was amazing.
12-year-old William Wimsatt and his 10-year-old sister Elle were there. William shot those heartbreaking photos of what turned out to be Rivera.
I wonder if this is the car that ran him over, because there's a car right there. You think that's the car? Can you not hear me? Are you having a hard time hearing me?
His last moments.
As he walked back, everyone was clapping because he had saved the ducks and everyone was cheering.
Their mom, Angela, says talking about Rivera's kindness helps the youngsters deal with the tragedy.
We were able to talk about the wonderful person that we saw and the wonderful act that he
did.
Now at the scene of the accident outside Sacramento is a memorial to Rivara.
This shit's so fucking heartbreaking. This shit's so fucking heartbreaking. I can't. This is so sad.
And get this. Among the flowers.
Oh my God.
Lots of little yellow duck toys. The memorial was set up by Summer Peterson, whose son also witnessed Rivara's act of kindness in the awful accident that followed.
My son wanted to pay tribute to him, and throughout the last couple of days, we've watched this memorial grow.
Rivara leaves behind his wife, Angel, and two children.
So fucking sad.
He and Angel were high school sweethearts. On a GoFundMe page, Rivara's aunt calls him the kindest, most amazing husband and father. Even his last act in this world was a sign of his compassion.
His first instinct was to get out of the car and save those baby ducks. He was a hero.
Authorities say it is unlikely the 17-year-old driver will face charges.
So I'm wondering, like, what happened? Like, how did she not see him and run him over? Like, I don't understand. I wish they explained how the accident happened.
Now some frightening...
Something funny. Something funny. I better play something funny. Find something funny, Dennis. Okay, something funny. That's not funny. Something funny. You guys have a link to something funny? No charges. Yeah, I know. No charges, really. That shit pisses me off. What if I just Google something funny? You may laugh.
Qual foi o momento?
Ei, que hora
de
trabalhar?
That face. No momento que tu voltou e botou as meninas do teu lado. Quando sair da
mão, ela ficou correndo. Okay. I gotta go open the front door. I'll be right back, folks. I'm gonna leave something funny playing and then we'll resume, yeah?
Alex is a spoiler.
This link?
Show me your statistic!
TikTok's only done. Is this? This is funny. You guys want to watch this? The Dr. Mike video?
Before you make wild statistics.
Day 33 of kicking trees till I get shins of steel. Oh my God, no. I'm all for training your shins, but why hit such a sharp object that's gonna break your skin? Bacteria is gonna set in, create a septic arthritis.
Whoa, this is so cool. Not medical at all, but I love the break. Oh, no.
Just in case anyone wanted to know what my fingerprint looks like.
Oh, it's a heart.
I love it. Probably makes the best Valentine's Day cards. Okay, we have a big trampoline, and I don't know what that is bouncing. Oh, it's gonna fly. It's gonna fall. Ooh. Honestly, that's concussion. Neck spasm, whiplash injury, counter coup injury, lots of problems. You gotta be careful with head injuries, man. This is bad. Because not only did he get hit in the head and his neck like snapped, but then he landed and he hit his head again.
Doctor, I think I have a fear of long words.
Me too.
Sounds like a classic case of hippopotamonstrosis crepidaliophobia.
No way that's a real world.
I have just a specialist for you. Her name is Dr. Anne.
Oh.
Anne T. Disestablishmentarianism.
Okay, this is not real.
It's over by Lake Chugga.
Wait, what is that stethoscope that he's got on? That looks like it's from like the 1910s. Okay, we got a basketball. It's bouncing. He's dodging it. Dude, that was close. Oh! Gotta be careful. Testicular injury there.
That hurts.
You could have a serious problem.
That looks like it hurts. I've seen that video before.
The hospital wondering why nobody used that.
I know.
Push for help. There's a spider. Oh, yeah, you don't want to push for help.
I don't need that much help.
Yeah, the hospital's got to do a better job cleaning that up. Okay, what's happening here? So rodeo, they're pulling her. Oh, no. These things are terrible. Okay, I don't like this at all. Oh, the centripetal force on your brain is just so bad. Like, it's just really unnecessary, and she's going to feel horribly dizzy. The endolymph fluid that's within your semicircular canals and the little crystals that are in there that help you gauge position and have your equilibrium going, they keep going through inertia. And as a result, you start spinning and feeling like you're continuing to move. So I don't envy her.
I just woke up, but I'm about to eat 3 cloves of garlic for like a natural antibiotic.
Okay, I mean, dude, why can't you just stop and say, I like 3 cloves of garlic? And I think overall is probably a healthy thing to do, because I'll be with it.
Then I have a few spoonfuls of probiotic coconut yogurt. I normally add a little bit of cinnamon for good luck.
Good luck. At least that one's not medically inaccurate. Fine, add cinnamon to your yogurt for good luck. I'm with that, Clayton.
This is...
Okay. One sec. Chat. Centripetal. I got a question. Are you still here? Chat.
A powder to help with your gut.
No, it's not.
It's immunoglobulin concentrate. I don't really know.
Yeah, exactly. Repeat that again.
I don't really know.
I'm going to try chlorophyll again if you want to get a cleaner brand, but to detox the body and the liver.
Detox the body. We all need to detox the body. How have we been alive for generations without detoxing our bodies, man? It's incredible. It's incredible what these supplement stores sell to people. And my curiosity and questions to individuals like this is, when you walk into a supplement store and you see 100,000 items that have ridiculous claims about cleaner skin and this and that, and yet all those problems still exist in the people going to the store, aren't you skeptical? If I prescribed a patient who has acid reflux a prescription drug and it never helped them, you don't think I'll ask some questions? Something bad's about to happen. I feel it. Medically, I'm concerned. Oh, nope. He just went straight for the butt drop. See, that's not going to feel great on his sacrum. 7 seconds to detect stroke, Alzheimer's, brain problems. I love it because none of these things are related to one another at all, except they happen up here. Overlap index and middle finger. Touch your thumb and ring finger. If the little finger can move freely.
Chat, I just saw the chat. It was for a second, it blinked.
The brain is healthy. My pinky finger is moving, but after reading that and listening to that, my brain is no longer healthy. Oh. There's gonna be a mean skin burn there.
I love helmets!
I love helmets too, man. They protect our brain.
I've been drinking my own urine for 17 years.
Oh my god, stop! Stop! No! No! Stop, please!
Defeat.
You know what's wrong with you as soon as you drink your morning pee. Ooh, too much salt. Too much caffeine.
The fact he's been drinking it to the point where he has like a palate developed for it is just... Yeah.
Why don't you just control the amount of caffeine you take in or the amount of salt you take in? Why do you need to taste it? The universe telling me signs I don't want to hear.
Running all over my For You page lately has been eat papaya seeds to get rid of parasites. I did this parasite cleanse and I've been pooping worms. I'm a holistic nutritionist and I haven't done a parasite cleanse in ages. So I'm thinking, is this what the universe is trying to tell me?
No, no, no.
No, it's what you were searching, so the universe just gave it back to you, because that's how the algorithm works. It's not predictive.
80% of people have parasites.
80% of people have parasites! Show me your statistic before you make wild statistics! 3 steps to get glowing skin without touching your face. Sleep well, hydrate well, eat niacin-rich foods, like beets. Put it, glide up and down your neck to your ears. You mean get a massage? They stimulate the nerve endings that lead to the release of endorphins. Cool, so
Yeah, if you get a massage, you'll feel good. And I don't know if that's considered medical advice or not.
To avoid straining your eyes while working, you should try the 20-20-20 rule.
Oh, I love the 20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, for 20 seconds, look 20 feet away.
For every 20 minutes you work, then you look at something that's 20 feet away, then watch anime for 20 hours.
I did not expect that. No, actually watching anime for 20 continuous hours is not good for the eyes.
Oh my God!
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your ass up and work.
What's happening right now with her eyes, I feel, is manufactured because there's some kind of split screen.
No shit, really?
effect on her face that's copying with one side of her face is doing. As an experienced medical professional, I see the arteries going within her eyes and they're following the same trajectories on both sides, and I don't find that to be feasible. By the way, I'm not paying attention to what she's saying. Right? Though that's fake.
I don't know.
POV, you unplug the beeping things at the hospital and all the patients start sleeping better. Okay, you know what? You shouldn't do this. But alarm fatigue is real. If you have alarms going off for no reason and you start ignoring them because you know they're for no reason, that's really dangerous because then you could tune out alarms that actually matter. So please, if you feel an alarm is going off constantly and you're not responding to it because you know you don't need to, turn it off so that when you do hear an alarm, you react. And by the way, there should be quiet times at night so patients can rest because they need to rest and recover. We don't fix patients. Patients fix themselves.
Please help me.
Why?
My eyes.
That was after he got eye surgery.
It hurts so bad.
It looks like you just have a subconjunctival hemorrhage. I mean, I don't know for sure.
Please, I'm not joking. They burn, bro.
Well, if they burn, that means you probably got something in the eye. But in most cases, the biggest thing about a subconjunctival hemorrhage is patients worrying that something bad is going on. But in reality, they come in, we rule out other issues like a scratched cornea, brain lesions, by doing a neurologic.
With Aiden Ross, I would believe brain lesions, okay? I am not a doctor, but I will make a diagnosis that Aiden Ross has severe brain lesions.
Exam, reflexes. We just make sure they're okay, and then we send him home.
It's not fake. He got eye surgery. What do you call it? Whatever you call it, to fix his eyes. And yeah, it was like the next day he did something. I think he scratched his eyes and it fucked it up.
Come home and say you'll be fine. Wow. I'm not gonna lie. Aesthetically, this product looks cool. I have a feeling, and I kind of wish I bought it for this video. It's probably garbage. Here's my concern. I think your skin gets caught in between the wheels. If anyone's used this product, leave me a comment down below. I'm worried about your skin getting caught in there. But if it's good, let me know.
Holy smokes,
dude. Oh, what's happening?
My cut is insane. Shout out to my barber, dog.
My assumption is there's some kind of allergic reaction happening. There's edema, and then it's pitting edema. So she pressed in that area, and while it's coming back, she made a video. Windows? Ah, that's a hyperextended knee right there. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I can't without.
Oh, does she have an artificial eye? Wait, what was that?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
To remove a contact lens?
I don't know. That looked like a Nerf gun bullet.
I can't. I'm sorry.
In there.
See, what I think is happening here is...
Some of this stuff's just getting too crazy, folks. I'm eating. Jesus Christ! Ah!
About the old wives' tale about the potato in the sock overnight curing the flu.
I've seen this on 5 Minute Crafts and it made me very angry. It will clean your blood! God, why am I so angry?
She had a pretty bad fever, so she had the chills.
Okay, just so you're aware, the reason you have fever, the reason you have chills, is because your body gives you chills, so you shiver, you raise your temperature of your body, therefore your immune cells actually start functioning at a better capacity. Viral cells have a tougher time replicating within your body. Don't know what roles potatoes have in this.
And then in the morning, you just take them out, and I'm always amazed at what it looks like. Look at that. Look how black.
You know what's also black if you leave it out? Avocado. And you don't even need a virus or a parasite for that.
It's just like the potato has sucked all the disease.
Oh my God, the potato sucked all the disease. Or it oxidized, just like an apple does or an avocado.
But I like to leave the other piece of the potato cut up on the counter.
I'm okay if we're not talking about like disgusting stuff. I'm fine with that.
So I can compare it.
Yeah, do you know what the difference is? Your poor child's sweating all over the potato, so it's oxidizing faster.
Do you know if you have dark circles or puffiness under your eyes, the chances are your kidneys are not flushing out toxins.
Oh, God, man. What if it's just your face shape? What if it's that you didn't get a good night's sleep?
Or is dehydrated. Now, if you see an Ayurvedic practitioner or even a Chinese medicine expert, they can look at your face or your tongue and tell you what's wrong with your body.
No, they can't. Like, what if they have cancer and you're telling them it's because their kidneys are dehydrated? Yes, you could be dehydrated, and when you're dehydrated, your kidneys suffer and they don't filter your blood as well. So like all that stuff could be true, but the fact that you're so sure of it is where you're wrong.
Your lungs are the lower part of your face.
No, your lungs are here in your chest cavity.
And your stomach is the upper cheek.
No, and your stomach is also in your abdomen. It has nothing to do with your cheek.
And your temple area right here, it's connected directly to your liver.
No, it's not. There's, in fact, besides the blood that goes in your liver during points of circulation.
Okay. I see people saying that they won next. You guys want to see? This was kind of crazy. Hold on. We'll see the public freak out.
Video of a man armed with a pickaxe terrorizing a neighborhood. And this moment, as he breaks through the door, reminds a lot of people of that scene from that movie.
It's extraordinary video showing a deranged man going nuts with a pickaxe. It happened in broad daylight in Lake Forest, California. The terror began after a car crashed into a house, ending up on two wheels. The suspect, identified as Tyler Graves, climbed out and went to the house where he rents out a room. He tries to use the keypad to get inside, but that doesn't work. So he body slams the door until he gains access. Then he begins wildly swinging with the pickaxe. He keeps chopping away. And lots of people say it reminds them of the classic scene from The Shining.
Hey, man, I'm doing WWE 2K23 character creations based off of which streamer recommendations. I'm doing BDSM, Frezzy, Fazbar to futuristic Jake from State Farm. Any ideas? Do Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
But this is real life. Finally, the door breaks open. The roommate spoke to Inside Edition producer Carly Delano about the moment the suspects got into the room.
We kind of tussled around for a little bit.
Suddenly, you can hear the roommate who has locked himself inside. He can't believe what's happening and tries to talk with the maniac.
What's wrong, dude? What's wrong? Talk to me.
I was just trying to keep him calm and just end the aggression there, you know? So when I felt like that was working, I got up off of him and I grabbed the axe. And as soon as I did that, I just bolted as fast as I could away from him.
You can see the moment the roommate hears cops coming to his rescue. They initially mistake him for the suspect.
Not me, it wasn't me.
Behind him is the maniac who grabs the axe, sending his roommate running for cover. The deputies yell for him to put down the axe and then fire at him.
It was a 12-gauge less lethal shotgun, which deploys a beanbag.
Holy shit.
As well as a taser was also used.
Finally, it's all over.
Police believe.
Any from if him want me to mix with the character or make him zombie or robotic? Make a robotic Jack Nicholson from The Shining. That's what we should do. Right? Chat, what do you think? Robotic Jack Nicholson from The Shining? That's a good one, right? Sorry, I'm kind of eating too, bro. I'm doing like... but yeah.
If the man was under the influence...
Yeah, they don't know what drug he was on. What's this video? Let's see.
I'm wrestling.
I hate it when my fucking DMs open right up. Like, I literally click on Twitter, it opens with my DMs. It's fucking weird.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Good luck.
If Christian beats me at arm wrestling, I'll buy him anything in the store. Any one item. You ready?
That's a good deal.
Okay.
Let go.
Yeah,
let
you
go.
Just call it ready, go.
Ready? Go.
Backwards. Pull backwards. That's too much rotating. God. It's beautiful. Backwards to your face. Good. Careful now. You're in a dangerous position right there. Yeah, bring that left shoulder forward. Good. Make sure you're breathing. And sink your body. Fuck, you're really strong.
This sounds like something else, okay? This sounds like something else. All right, you take the video out. This sounds like there's something else going on. I'm sorry, folks. No, actually, I'm not sorry. This sounds like something else.
Okay, follow it with your body. No, you're very strong now.
Dude, I'm losing it.
You're super strong, man.
Ooh.
Christian, that was fucking good, man.
Damn. I've seen his videos before. They've shown up on my For You page. He fucking killed it. Oh, that's me. That's Zelda. That's, again, fucking annoying. Okay. Saw this.
And so it-
No, that's Ozempic again. You see that?
I have for you guys what has to be. So today I have for you guys what has to be one of the most controversial videos I've ever seen in my life. This video right here has been shared to Twitter thousands of times, it's been viewed by millions of people, and at first you had this one side very outraged, and then when some apparent receipts were provided, this whole other side came out, and now they're even more enraged than the original side was before. This all went down in New York City, after a pregnant nurse and four or five young men got into an altercation over one of those public bikes that you see in the downtown of most major cities. You know, the types that you can rent off your phone, you unlock the bike, and you go on your way.
Why you took his phone? What's wrong with you? I'm not touching you. Hassan, you pulled it out?
This is my bike, it's on my account. Yes, please move.
All right, so why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his.
Reset it.
I'm going to
pull it out
on
your account.
You're acting. This is my bike.
Stop touching me.
Hold up.
Hey, stop touching me.
I will. So take it.
Your baby's gonna come out.
Well, how you stop crying? Not a tear came down, miss.
Okay, so
what's the take on this situation, folks? All of them can choke. I agree. It's to me, it's amazing that people, like, this is still a conversation going on, and there are people that are still as outraged as they are.
So when this video first came out, people were calling this woman things like,
where's the receipt? It was on the Daily Mail. I'll show you guys. The receipt came out. I showed it in a video of mine. Daily Mail receipt, city bike, Karen. And she's not a nurse. She's a physician assistant, which is different. It's different from being a nurse. Fuck, bro. They really... Here, I'll just scroll down real quick. Here's a receipt. So that's the receipt. The red flag about the receipt is you can see it kind of over here in the corner. They blurred out the timestamp for when it was rented. And I don't know. I've never used the City Bike app. But apparently, if you have the serial number of a bike, you can rent a bike on your phone without ever even being close to the bike. So, I don't know. It's kind of sus because the guy was saying, look, I rented the bike. That's what he's saying the whole time. And she never said that she had the bike rented at all. You know what I mean? She never said during that video, she could have said, no, I rented the bike. Right? She never said that. Can't share my opinion without people trying to argue. Yeah, I mean, you can share your opinion. We're having a conversation here. I'm kind of in the middle of this situation. Like, I'll take her at her word that she rented this. But she was still, like, her behavior is still awful. Like, it's genuinely awful. Like, she's She seems to be the adult in this situation, right? And she's not just the adult, she's a healthcare professional, right? This is the kind of person, when you come in sick, they're going to take care of you. Why the fuck is she causing the situation to get more heightened, right? It makes you think twice before going to Bellevue. Because are these the kind of physician assistants that they have there? Like people that are literally going to be that confrontational? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you can make you can share your thoughts whether you're on her side or whether you're on the side of the boys, whatever it is. You know, I like having conversations about stuff. Those fake pleas, yeah. Yeah, that she and the fact that she like goes straight to tears. She's like, "Help! Help!" It's not that serious of a situation. Like it's a fucking
bitch, please.
Yeah, it's a city bike. And you know how what shows, like, it was so easy for her to de-escalate it. She could have just taken the L, walked away, and picked up another bike. The same way that she did later, because after she didn't get the bike. Right? She ended up just walking away and picking up another bike. She could have done that. She's pregnant. Her emotions are high. That's understandable. She's 6 months pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant. You know... She tried to use her feet. Her feet. She says, "You are hurting my your." Did you say you're hurting my fetus? She tried to use her unborn child as like leverage to get the bike, which I think is weird. It's okay for her to mention it, but the way that she said it, she like leans into him. He's like, "You're hurting my unborn fetus." Like, I get it. You're pregnant. You shouldn't be in a physical altercation. But why wouldn't you just say, "No, I rented it. You didn't rent it." Also, she reaches for his phone. This was like low-key, like so fucking aggressive when he grabs his phone out of his hand. It was so fucking aggressive.
Please help me. Please help me. Help. Please get off me.
She's like, she just seems so entitled. And somebody mentioned the reason why she's taking her badge off is she knows she's doing something that's like not good. She's like trying to hide her identity.
Help!
See how she grabbed this phone? She just like, that's his phone. She just like grabbed his phone. That's so... If she rented the bike, she should be entitled. Yeah, I mean, you're right. If she rented the bike, that's, you know... There was apparently some misunderstanding as to who had rented the bike. I wish we could see the whole video, like the moments that happened before this and what caused there to be this misunderstanding. Because right now, you know, we don't know how it heightened to this situation. Right? Like we've seen her receipt. We've seen this clip. We haven't seen the beginning and we haven't seen the end of it. You know, more details on the Karen. I mean, there are the details. Like, I don't want to share her personal information. A lot of people have been sharing it. I shared her, like, GoFundMe. She's got a GoFundMe. She raised, like, I guess it's over $100,000 at this point for her legal defense. She has an employment lawyer who's trying to help her not lose her job because she's being investigated by the hospital, which is normal. But, yeah, I don't want to share, like, her personal information. I don't want to put that too much out there. I think it's kind of weird. I didn't share it initially in my coverage. Outside of sharing her GoFundMe in my video on YouTube, in my first two videos, which were TikToks, I didn't really post much about her. I say let's not call pregnant hormones as being a Karen. Honestly, there are so many pregnant women out there, and they don't behave like this. I'm not gonna attribute this to pregnant hormones. I think that she's just an entitled person. There are so many pregnant women. How many women are pregnant right now? You're a man? Okay. Well, she's putting on a show from the looks of it. Yeah, if she's pregnant, it's understandable. Pregnant hormones hit women hard sometimes. Okay. Well, maybe a Twitter Spaces debate. Yeah, we can do that. I mean, we're kind of getting here at the 1 hour mark. I'm going to have to wrap up soon. So maybe we do it tomorrow. We do like a more extended one. And tomorrow, I started a little earlier and we just do the Twitter space debate. But yeah, I mean, hormones are understandable, but I mean, to extrapolate it, like you murder somebody, you're going to blame it on hormones? Like, it's not how it works. Sorry. I understand that once you, when you're pregnant, you got stuff happening, but like, I'm sorry, that's not it. She's the adult. Like, if she is incapable of de-escalating a situation, then what is she doing at work? She's suing you, Def? No, she's not. She's not suing me. What would she sue me for? I'm sharing my opinion. You can't sue people for their opinions. I can have an opinion. That's all I'm saying. Pregnancy does play a part. Okay. I understand that. But you tell me, folks, do we have any women who have been pregnant in the chat? You tell me. Did you get into a physical altercation with a stranger on the street because you were pregnant? If she is a PA, she should have been able to hold it together. Yeah. I mean, this is a person who is supposed to be taking care, who's supposed to be in stressful situations taking care of people. We still don't know if she had the receipts. Yeah. I'd like to see the timestamp to see if it matches the timestamp that this video was recorded. That's all. Looking for trouble? Who? I saw there was a lawyer that did a video about your lawsuit update. Oh, I don't know. I can't really talk about that stuff. My lawsuits I can't comment on. It could have been way smoother. Yeah. It's understandable. She also knows, she's like a medical professional. She has a better understanding of how the human body works than most people because she studied it and she knows the effects that it has on your body. Like, she should be more aware of that and not seek to escalate situations. Like, to me, it's common sense. Like, you see something happening, you just walk away. Like, why would you, you know, if the bike had already been relocked, you see the point that the bike gets relocked and she keeps fighting for the bike. I'll show you guys.
Why you took his phone? What's wrong with you?
Like, he pushes the bike back in.
Don't touch his phone. Do not touch his phone. I'm not touching you.
See, she says, you're hurting my fetus. You're hurting my unborn child. I mean, that's kind of weird. It's. I think it's normal to, like, okay, look, I'm pregnant. Like, back off. But the way she's talking, it's almost like it almost feels threatening. I don't know. You're hurting, like, are you aware of what you're doing? Like, you're going to get in big fucking trouble. You know, to me, that's a subtext. Hold on one sec. I'm going to play this through.
Hold
on one sec.
She's just crying.
You're not crying. I got you. Wait, you pulled it out? Hassan, you pulled it out? Hassan, you pulled it out?
This is my bike, it's on my account. Please move.
All right, so why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his.
So reset it. I'm going to pull it out on your account.
Stop fake crying.
Okay, so when this video first came out, people were calling this woman things like City Bike Karen. A lot of major news media outlets were reporting on this story, and basically saying that she was trying to get this group of young black men in trouble with her apparent crocodile tears and her cries for help. Obviously, it appears that there was some confusion over who truly rented this bike out, and that was all we really knew until her lawyer provided these receipts, and that really flipped this whole story upside down. So as you guys can see right here, this is a screenshot from the video, where you can see this specific, serial number type of thing on the...
Okay, hold up. He's already moving on here. I wanted to see the moment that the bike gets locked. Because there is a moment where he pushes the bike in.
Please help me! Help! Please get off me!
Wait, what the
f***? Please get off me!
No, don't
take
him. No, you're not getting the bike.
Help!
There you go. That moment, the bike was locked. You hear it go, bling! Bling! Oh, thanks for the sub. Stephanie, thanks for subbing. You hear that? Look, I'll play it again. At that moment, you just disengage. You lost the bike. If there was this whole thing, you just disengage. You hear that? Yeah. Booty boop. Booty boop. It goes. It literally, you hear the bike get locked. Why are you going to keep engaging in a situation? So what? Look, here's the thing. If you, there was this argument. There's this argument on the internet. But the bike is under her name. She's going to be on the hook for $1,200 or however much City Bike charges you for a lost bike. Right? Here's the evidence that she wasn't on the hook. You know what I mean? Here's the evidence. The bike was locked. So you just move away. Why are you going to keep extending a confrontation? Why? It just doesn't benefit anybody. Plus, she's, like I said, she's like a medical professional. She's supposed to be the most calm, cool, and collected person. So the kids were just being assholes. I don't know. That's up to you. I think that there was just a misunderstanding. The video has no context as far as what happened before. I think that it seems like the other kids had the rest of the bikes. Maybe this kid who's in this confrontation with her thought he had the bike, but she had maybe rented it on her app, and there's some kind of misunderstanding, and the bike got locked. So her reservation's over. So why is she extending this? Even if there is a misunderstanding, you just, you know, her hormones aren't something she can control. How do you not under... Look, that's... I'm sorry. That's unreasonable. You can't just say, like, if you extrapolate that to another crime, like, oh, this pregnant woman shot somebody 4 times. Well, judge, she was on her hormones. It doesn't matter. Like, it's just, why would you extend a confrontation? And also, if she's incapable of maintaining her cool in a stressful job, like working as a PA, as a medical professional, then she shouldn't be doing this shit. Passion crime is a thing. Yeah, but it's still a crime. You don't get off. A crime of passion? That's still a crime. It's still a crime. It's still a crime. Like, you literally just proved my point. Like, I understand what you're saying, but I understand. But it's like, you know, plus she's in this very stressful job. You know, like, why would she be this unstable? Still doing a very stressful job. We just need to know when it was rented. Yeah, if we could see the time, then that would clear up everything. When the bike was rented and when it was returned. But no one died here, so bad example. I mean, her reputation was destroyed. So, obviously, she could have just walked away. That's what I'm saying. You know? It would have been much easier. She wouldn't be in this situation if she just said, you know what? The bike's locked. I'm just going to go to the next one. Which is exactly what happened. She ended up walking to the next bike, grabbing it, and going away. Sounding a bit like mansplaining. I mean, you don't have to agree with me. This is my opinion, you know? She isn't at work. You're a comedian. So if you get robbed, you should be funny. No, that's just common sense. You think she's being robbed? I don't think she's being robbed. I think this is an obvious misunderstanding. I think the guy thought he rented the bike at perhaps at the kiosk. And then she thought she rented the bike maybe on her phone. Oh, you just finished the robotic jack from The Shining? All right, share it. I don't think it hinders work. It just hinders communication, maybe. I don't know. So, yeah, you don't have to agree with me, by the way. We don't have to all agree on this. We can have different opinions. I mean, I see this in a way that if this is escalating to this degree, I'm not going to do something to escalate it further. That's just simple. You know?
To one of these bikes, they need to be able to hold the individual who checked it out responsible. So he's showing this number 5603915, and then he shows the receipt for this.
It's okay to think that I'm wrong. It's perfectly fine.
Same bike, 5603915. The date matches the day which the video was taken, and it of course shows the receipt for $0, like if someone just took the bike out and then immediately put it back. And I guess what they're saying is this is a receipt from later that day when she was actually able to obtain one of these bikes and presumably ride it home.
Yeah, I'll check it in a sec, Real Magic. Just drop the link and I'll check it in a sec.
After work. And
exactly. I mean, there's no timestamp. I really wish this had a timestamp so we could see it. But yeah.
And so
you're so behind on the Karen bike lore. Oh, there is so much. There is just so much of it.
Once this came out, a lot of people did a complete 180 and jumped onto her side. And it has now been one of these situations that has become insanely political from both the left and the right's perspective. And so now you basically got a lot of people on the left saying, oh, these images look sketchy. A lot of things have been redacted, like the time these bikes were taken out. And on the other hand, you got people on the right saying this is absolute definitive proof that she was the one who checked out and unlocked that bike, and so she must have been 100% in the right. And this woman was placed on administrative...
Love's voice, fucking... You're calling me a fucking dumbass? Maybe she was just trying to pull a fast one on them. Who knows? Maybe she isn't pregnant. I don't know. They do look sketch. I mean, they look super fucking sketchy. Why not show the time? Why not just, like, kill all speculation and show the timestamp? Apparently the justification for that is she's getting harassed and they don't want people to know what time she leaves work, but she's on leave anyway. She's on leave until this investigation is over.
Leave. This is actually a quote from the hospital she was working at.
We are aware of the video involving a healthcare provider off duty and away from the hospital campus, meaning they're disavowing her totally. The incident in the video is disturbing. The provider is currently out on leave and will remain on leave pending a review. So they seem to think that there's a chance she's done something wrong. As a healthcare system, we're committed to providing an environment for our patients and staff that's free from discrimination of any kind. It almost sounds like they've convicted her of racism without any facts. And
I don't think the whole aspect of it being about race. There is an angle of it that could be racial. But I think she was just a dick. I think she was just being a dick. I don't think it was like racial. Yes, there's like a racial connotation to Karen. Usually Karens, like, there's something racial about their behavior. But I'll tell you where, like, I haven't included this in my video, but the whole Karen thing came from this, as far as I know, came from this Dane Cook bit from 2007. Okay. This is from 2007.
So I'm hanging out with all my buddies, and I realized something. Think of the group of people you've known the longest in your life. Think of the group of friends that you've hung out with the most. Maybe you're all here tonight. And this is what I've realized. I had an epiphany, and here it is right here. There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes. Basically keep them there to hate their guts.
You think race was a major part of it? You think if it were white kids, she wouldn't have been as comfortable yelling for help like that? Or maybe it would have been different? I mean, there's definitely a racial aspect, yeah. The way that she was behaving, there's a stereotype that black men and boys are violent and aggressive and that people get killed. Yeah. Objection relevancy. I'm just bringing up where the Karen joke comes from, that I don't think calling somebody a Karen implies racism, even though it's arguable, because a lot of the latest Karens to go viral as of the last 2-3 years have all had a racial aspect or undertone to it. How you doing, Bella Stu?
When that person is not around the rest of your little base camp, your hobby is cutting that person down. Example: Karen is always a douchebag. Every group has a Karen, and she's always a bag of douche.
Are you really trying to defend thieves? I mean, that's pretty slanderous of you, Chinchilla. How do you know they're thieves? You better watch out. You're going to get sued for defamation. You're straight up accusing them of being thieves without having the full video, without knowing if they have receipts. How do you know they don't have a lawyer representing them? Yeah, that's pretty far, Chinchilla. I think you're walking on thin ice right there. You may find yourself at the end of a lawsuit very soon. How do you not know they're thieves? I mean, if you're just going to take the receipts that are these redacted receipts at their word, you know what I mean? If you're just going to take these redacted receipts at their word, I think it's, I don't know. I just think it's kind of silly. I give her the benefit of the doubt. She did present receipts, but they're redacted. Why can't she show the time? You're laughing?
When she...
Are you threatening? Clearly. I think Allison is just... It's our whoosh today with Allison.
He's not around. You just look at each other and go, God, Karen, she's such a douchebag. Until...
And there are a lot of people that are questioning, are going further with their questioning of receipts. We can watch it. There's a whole conversation on TikTok going on about this.
She walks up and then you're like, hey, what's up, Karen? Karen, what's up, Karen? There's always...
So yeah, that's where the Karen thing started.
At least the facts you provided go the whole other direction. Why do you think they rushed to judgment so quickly?
And so yeah, this was during an interview with the actual lawyer on the case. He's actually an employment lawyer who's basically trying to ensure that this woman's reputation can be saved to the point where she will be employable in the current day and also the future. Besides this clip right here, there's really two other points of emphasis that I want to highlight from this interview. Like I said, a lot of huge media outlets were covering this story, and they were...
Yeah, it was a Dane Cook joke at first. The whole Karen thing was a Dane Cook joke.
They were calling this woman things like racist, they were calling her a Karen, and now it sounds like there might be some defamation lawsuits inbound.
Is there any cause of action or cause of action you guys are contemplating against some of these media organizations unless they tell the story fairly or at least issue some kind of retraction about... what they called and did to your client, and she now is getting death threats?
At this point, the bell has rung. Every news organization that has called her Karen, called her a racist, called her a thief.
Yo, it is so crazy. I mean, it is so crazy that they're going to sue people for calling her a Karen. The K word. You can't say the K word, folks. Yeah, calling and stereotyping black people as thieves blindly, no proof, take thousands of seats. Yeah. I agree with that.
We will be looking at them for purposes of filing defamation claims. And the purpose of that is to ensure that no individual is ever subject to the disaster that my client is presently going through.
Now, if this all actually goes to court, it could set a serious precedent about all these different videos of people being recorded in public and narratives being driven around those individuals and around those specific videos. Because if you can lose a defamation case over calling someone a Karen, that's gonna set a pretty insane precedent. Now, this is also something I found very interesting from the interview. When the reporter asked the lawyer what their plan of legal action is gonna be against the men featured in that video.
We don't want charges for these individuals. My client has no ill will for these individuals. In fact, she wishes them the best. We think this is just a terrible mistake, a misunderstanding. We don't want the same scrutiny and misery that is applied to my client to go to these young men. They are, after all, young men. Our focus is, one, clearing her name, two, ensuring she has a job, and three, going off to the media that effectively poured gasoline onto the fire.
So at this point, they clearly have no plans to sue the men from the video. And they're basically saying our course of action from here is going to be to go after these large media agencies and possibly receive some massive settlements. There has also now been a GoFundMe started for this nurse. Nearly $100,000 has been donated to a GoFundMe campaign for a hospital worker in New York after a video of her arguing with a man over a rental bike was posted on social media. A GoFundMe page was launched by Bob Rowe, who described himself as her uncle. He wrote that Comrie, who is white, had been unfairly painted as a racist Karen. And they also note here that the man who was also trying to take the bike off that rack has not spoken publicly about this incident. The fundraiser's goal was set to $96,000, and once they surpassed that, the new goal has now been $120,000. Like, goddamn, about to go out there and frame some sort of crime. I'm gonna be on my Jussie Smollett shit trying to get a bag. But in all seriousness, this has been a very polarizing situation. And like I said, we could see some serious legal precedent being set when it comes to these defamation court cases that they possibly might file against these news organizations. This would completely change how we look at these types of videos that are often taken in public, that are growing more and more popular with apps like TikTok coming out, YouTube Shorts. I mean, these clips can literally appear on social media and spread like wildfire in the matter of hours, and that is not really something that we had ever seen before. But y'all, let me know what you guys think about this.
So the last time this happened, that somebody went viral for, and the video was like, I guess... taken out of context. You guys remember the Covington Catholic kids? Covington Catholic lawsuit. So the Covington Catholic lawsuit were, it was this group of kids who were they at the steps of the Supreme Court? They were somewhere in Washington, right? And they were all wearing red MAGA hats, right? And there was a video that went super viral on Twitter of a Native American man with a drum. And from the context of the video, it appeared that the young men were heckling him. However, there was further context to that video. Apparently, the Native American guy had actually said some stuff and instigated them and all this stuff. Well, anyway, one of the students ended up suing all the media organizations over these, you know, claims, over their coverage of it. A judge tossed it out. So, yeah. That's what ended up happening. It got tossed out after 2 years, 3 years almost. After 2019, yeah, after like two and a half years. This is the video. Native American elder Nathan Phillips. You guys remember this video? This was the video that went viral. Okay? This is the precedent.
High school in Kentucky.
I think labeling somebody a Karen is a fact of opinion. It is my opinion that she's a Karen. It's my opinion. What happened? I'm sorry, I'm not as engaged tonight. I'm distracted to hell tonight, but I'm here. Okay, Dom, it's okay. Okay, all right. Anyway, that's that on that. Bad Denny. Oh my God, relax. It's okay to have different opinions. I get that Allison's having a meltdown because I'm not agreeing with her. It's okay for people to have different opinions. Okay. Your fish doesn't look well. Okay, what's going on with your fish? Your fish okay? More evidence to sue you. Oh my God. Exactly. Thank you, Dom. There is no proof they were thieves. I mean, people are just assuming based on one piece of evidence, redacted evidence. I do hope that if she really plans on suing people for defamation, I hope that the full version of the video gets released. The full context. I hope there's a before and after. They tell us how the altercation started. Agree, disagree, yeah. It is my opinion that she's a Karen, Chinchilla. It is my opinion that she's a Karen. Okay, I can have an opinion, please. It is your opinion that she's not. It is my opinion that she is. Clearly, one side has way more evidence. Oh my God, stop. Stop. You're trying too hard. This isn't a competition of who has more evidence. Jesus. It's whether you choose to find more credible. And I give her the benefit of the doubt, okay? But I do believe that there was some kind of misunderstanding and that there's context that's missing in that video. I want to see how a grown person who works in the medical field ended up in an altercation with a person who looks like they go to high school. They look like kids. They sound like they go to fucking high school. Like, how is a person who went through, like, minimum 5 years of training with no mask on, yeah. Exactly, because no one knows what actually happened. Exactly. Thank you, Hose. Okay, I do want to see this Ozempic thing. This Ozempic thing, I've been seeing, everybody's been tagging it in my fucking comments.
A new medication, a new drug labeled the King Kong of weight loss. It's going to be available in approximately 1 year. This diabetes drug led to 20% or more weight loss in up to 57% of the people who took the highest dose. Coach Greg, and get ready for it. Ozempic, it's about to be old news. A huge explosion of...
I agree with you overall, but going on about pregnancy hormones is too much, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm right. But that's just still my opinion on it. You know? Good morning. Good morning to the UK.
Obesity drugs, it's just on the horizon. Companies such as Pfizer, Eli Lilly, they're making brand new obesity drugs, even better than...
It's okay, Hose. I don't take it personally. I understand. That's like I said, we don't have to agree. You know what I mean? Trigger warning? Yes. Trigger warning on this. Have you ever been robbed? Yes. I've told stories here before about me being robbed.
Last time. And cheaper. Not only that, these obesity drugs that are only currently available in injection form, soon gonna be available in pill form. And no, it's not April Fool's. It's not a joke. It's not clickbait. And so unless you don't watch TikTok or follow Hollywood celebrities, you perhaps have never heard of Ozempic. Essentially, this is a semi-glutide that you inject, very expensive, $1,000 a month or more. And it's essentially a weight loss drug. It's being prescribed to people who are diabetic to help them lose weight. And it is very successful. In just a few months, the medication has been branded as being revolutionary and game-changing, and it's only going to get better. Not only that, considering that obesity has been labeled as a disease, this could become that much more popular. Imagine if these obesity drugs were in fact covered by your healthcare provider. And so is that not what we've been looking for? The magic pill that allows us to lose weight, keep it off for the rest of our life? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Ozempic, it's far from perfect. There are in fact several negative side effects, and not all the weight loss is actually body fat. And yes, many people taking this drug are often experiencing dramatic weight loss, up to 20%. And so imagine, you're 300 pounds, you drop 20%, that's 60 pounds. Go from 300 to 240. Problem is, oftentimes, half of that, it's muscle. And so one thing I think that everyone can agree on is we don't want to lose a lot of muscle.
Chinchilla, I get that you're a troll, but if you're just going to be here like just saying negative shit back to back, that's not really conducive to a conversation. It doesn't sound like you actually want to contribute to the chat positively and just want to start shit, which I don't mind, but I'm just letting you know that it's at the discretion of the mods whether or not they're going to mute you or anything, you know?
Won't want to reduce our BMR. Lean muscle is important to help us have a fast metabolism, to burn off more calories, and to be healthy. And not to mention, one of the main reasons Ozempic or semaglutides work is because it dramatically reduces your hunger. But it often does this because it makes you feel nauseous. Imagine if you felt seasick all the time. Yeah, you're going to lose weight, you're not going to want to eat, but it's at the expense of feeling like a normal human being. And so what happens? You get off the drug and you gain all the weight back and then some. And so, of course, pharmaceutical companies who stand to make tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, of course they're going...
So that's what it does? It just makes you feel nauseous all the time? I thought it accelerated your metabolism.
...at it harder than last time. Trying to make the best...
Bro wants an echo chamber? No, there's several people here who have said they don't agree with me. And I've said numerous times that you don't have to agree with me.
A new weight loss drug. And so
we're talking about Ozempic.
For many people, they don't want something in injection form, and so they're working on making something in pill form. But it's not easy. You can't simply bottle the ingredients up in a pill.
You think it's the guy who talked on the call-in? Yeah, that would make sense.
They'll swallow it.
Or it's that, what's the name of that guy who keeps making new accounts and getting suspended, and then he goes and complains everywhere? Perucho? Is that Perucho?
Stomach acid and stuff. They break it down, make it unavailable.
I think it's so funny how there are these reoccurring characters, these like little Karens. You're a Karen justice warrior, bro. That's what you are.
Ozempic is far from perfect. Though the drug has profound impacts, it requires weekly injections, a tolerance for uncomfortable side effects, and the stamina, not to mention the budget for long-term treatment. And remember, if you're not actually obese, you're thinking, oh, I just want to take this to get leaner, perhaps to enter bodybuilding competitions, it's going to dramatically impact your ability to perform cardio. You're not going to have as much energy, you're not going to feel as good. And so, no, it's not the secret to be-all cure to getting a lean and shredded physique. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said that an oral weight loss drug unlocks the market, which he estimated could eventually be worth $90 billion with a B, dollars. Pfizer doesn't have any weight loss drugs yet, but is developing a twice-daily GLP-1 agonist pill. And Eli Lilly...
Anyway, that's interesting about the Ozempic thing. I didn't know it was a diabetes drug. That's so weird. It doesn't sound like it's good for you. But that's what everybody's saying on TikTok. It's all of my comments. Whenever I say anything, oh, they're on Ozempic. Ozempic. Oh, the Ozempic diet. Like, it's not a diet. It's an injection. Holy shit. Anyway, folks, I'm going to have to start wrapping this up because I got to head out. We're doing this thing today. We got the mic. I got to go. I want to get up and work on my bits, okay? But I want to say thank you to every single one of you for stopping by today. I love all of you. This is a strong community. Like I said, we don't have to agree on everything, okay? We can agree we can agree to disagree. You know, we can each have our independent opinions and we can talk about it and we can just agree that... You know, we don't have to all be on the same side. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's healthier, actually, when we disagree. Because we get to challenge each other's views. And we get to have, like, real conversations and understand different points of view. Like, I know Allison got upset with me, but I think it's great that you brought up the hormones, the pregnancy hormones. That is a valid point, even though I think that only justifies her behavior to an extent. But, again, this is a conversation that's good to have. So we get all perspectives. Okay? And please don't ever take it personally, what we talk about here. We're a community. We're like, we're a group of friends, okay? We're talking and debating and chatting and you know, learning from each other, and really, like, we're you know, we got each other's backs, okay? Anyway, I appreciate every single one of you. I'm very grateful that we have this. Very grateful that I get to talk to you every single day. And I hope you have a wonderful evening or day, whatever time of the day it is for you out there. Okay? Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.